Well, Marco, I'm sure you're disappointed to be standing here not talking about a playoff series about to begin, but what are your thoughts on what this team was able to do this year?
Well, we stick together and, you know, it was a great push. And since Christmas, we've done something that not a lot of teams would have done. So proud of this group and, you know, I'm happy that I was part of this journey. And, you know, it was a fun season. And for sure disappointment in the end, but you know, we did everything possibly we could, and in the end of the day it didn't work out for us, but you know, we had a great run.
On yesterday's pregame show, Pascal Vincent said that after he came out of meeting with you guys coming out of the holiday break and talking about what it would take to make the playoffs, he sat in his office by himself for a moment and thought, what have I done? I just told a team that was playing 400 hockey they needed to play 700 hockey. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea. Why did the message work so well?
Well, you know, we, at the time when Pazzi, when we had this meeting, we had a lot of people who were hurt, and, you know, people were in and out of the lineup, and then, you know, people started coming back after injuries, and, you know, the team got a little stronger, and we just, you know, worked hard, and after that message, we kind of believed him, and then we tried that what he told us to do, to just focus one game at a time, and, you know, we went from there. So, good pep talk, I guess, and, you know, like I said, it was a good run.
You've been around pro hockey a long time. This team seemed really, really close, closer than a lot of teams. Why do you think that was?
Probably just the way it was with the injuries and how bad a situation it was, it got us a little tighter, and you know, the group stuck together, and we kind of tried help the guys who came from the East Coast or from different places to get to be you know, meaningful part of the team and the helpful part. So that was another part of our team that we tried help different guys to get easier transition to understand the game here and help our team win. So you know, we had a great leadership group and good veteran group, so great coaching staff, so all came from that. And you know, yeah, it was so a special season for sure, and a little disappointed that it's done right now.
Are you surprised, given the adversity in your own career the last little while, that you're able to stand here today and say what a special season it was, that you got to play regularly, that you played in all situations, that you hit the 30-point mark, those sorts of things? What does that mean to you?
Well, I wanted to play hockey, and I wanted to be a part of a team that's going to be... that's gonna want me to play for them, and you know, for sure I wanted to play NHL. But if there wasn't a spot for me, I was happy to come down here and you know, get back to a game routine and play those big minutes that I wasn't playing last couple of years. So you know, for me and for my moving forward, for me, it was a great season, and you know. Like I said, I wasn't playing this much for a long time, so I enjoyed it real well and very much. And you know, now I can build off this and go moving forward.
How unusual was that, going from Winnipeg to Denver and now coming back to the Moose? Just Mitch was talking about the adversity you had to deal with, but just from a mental standpoint, how difficult was that on you throughout the year?
Not so crazy, because I was coming back to a team that I knew all the people and everybody around, so it was hard to go to Denver to start a new thing there, and especially when it wasn't working out from the start, and played a game 0 points, so it was kind of not that great setup there, and just didn't work out. But when I was coming back, I was excited that I'm gonna play a lot, I'm gonna be with the guys that I know, and you know, that was a biggest part of that transition going away and coming back that helped me out, and yeah, so that was a big thing that I knew to staff and everybody around here.